Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
I'm a little bit nervous how this movie will end. Our mutual friends. Before coming attractions, just at the exposition, between the guest appearances that undermine the action, you were looking for an exit, even though they clearly marked in both aisles. And we're both watching it happen. We're both bad at narration. The catchphrases come easy. They get the wrong reaction. If I wonder if I run out of breath before the end of this line. Our mutual friends, they are coming back again. They ain't gotta justify their reasons. Too many questions might raise their suspicion at the social event of the season. They're always late for the late show, and I won't say that I told you so. But the ending won't seem so familiar if nobody wins. Our mutual friends. Our mutual friends.
Wrote a bunch of songs for the record. Maybe recorded some songs for the record. And I thought it was done. I was totally wrong. And I realized there was one more story to tell on the record. Come on. Do what you're supposed to do. Be a good guitar. There we go. Standard issue, not even a question, not some sleight of hand. Scenes from domestic fiction. You're brave as an out-of-date atlas of the noble West. What remains is anyone's guess. Standard issue. We're low on reserves. It's not what I hoped for. It's certainly not what you deserve. There's storms in the dust light and fortune in the moon. What remains is well past just me and you. How you doing? See you later. Sometimes saints and sometimes secondhand saviors. I need some help to remember. I count the beads on your second cousin's rosary. I'll make amends at the soonest opportunity. Forgive me not, won't forgive me. Standard issue. Standard time. I can't say I'm amused. Don't always catch the punchline. There's salt in your eyes and sand on your tongue. What remains just might be done.
One thing you can't live without. Was that thing named in the song?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
You can't give away all the story.
Sure, I get it.
Of Southern storytelling, I think, is it's what you leave in, I hope. It's the parts that make you want to kind of figure out who's really here and what they're all about. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't believe a word of us, by the way.
What's the one thing you can't live without?
I try to write every day. I try. The people I admire the most see writing as not just a way to get a thing done or what have you. They see it as a spiritual practice. That's the way I see the divine, is the idea of I'm going to sit down, I'm going to try to, regular schedule, throw your antenna up, let's give it a shot. You can't hit balls you don't swing at.
Yeah.
And so for me, the thing that makes me happiest, people say this stuff all the time, and it sounds so cheese, but it's true. I love the process of it. I love, like, when a song is all about possibility, like what can happen. And when you start to kind of, like, explore those things, and it's still your own little secret. You get to live in that world for a while. And then January of 21, I moved into a new practice space, a rehearsal space where I can make a lot of noise. And
within your home?
No, downtown.
Okay, gotcha.
I like to clock in. I like the idea of, like, you sort of punch card it. You think of it as a thing you do. I sort of made a schedule for myself that writing days at home would be mostly like quieter things, stuff I could do. Tried to write every day, and then I moved into the space. And I realized it was time to start thinking about putting songs together because I'd kept a bunch of notebooks for about a year, year and a half. I decided that I was going to move into the space and got my stuff set up my PA, and my roommates are cool and they're great. And I decided to take a pair of scissors and cut up the whole notebooks, lay them on the ground. And I decided I was going to, like, instead of narrative songwriting, I was going to see if there was interest. Were there any patterns I didn't know about? And so I started putting things in piles and connecting things and then trying to redo it. And I'd take pictures of it once I had a bunch of scraps that worked, so I'd have, like, a draft. That's one thread of the record, is the process of cutting it all up, trying to find ways to go beyond what I had there. And I realized I had a pile of stuff about movies, I had a pile of stuff about God, I had a pile of stuff about an imagined couple. An imaginary band shows up twice on the record. I think it's the same band. And I realized that was what the story was going to be, was putting all this together. So the one thing I can't live without is I'm so lucky I get to do that. And then I called up Dave Cobb from Movie Jail, and I called up Blake Cox, one of my favorite bass players, and Cosenza, Robbie, and Tom. And I was like, I kind of imagined, if no one else is going to hear this, I want these four people to hear it. So I kind of wrote the record for them, and maybe they'll like it. I made demos for a year, and then I showed it to somebody. It's real hard not to show people your macaroni necklace, because you want to show people the macaroni necklace. You made this thing! And I didn't do that for a year. I played with other bands. I did my stuff. And then finally I was brave, you know, got to the point where I was like, call Tom. And then it kind of started from there. And they were like, let's make a record. And we did it in 14 days. So. Don't explain. Rearrange the list that you made for today. Maybe soon this exit wound will forget all the things you can say. With the best of good intentions, with all your doubts, counting steps with every breath, it's the one thing you can't live without. Don't talk loud, don't be too proud of the ways that you made your escape. No heroics, please, everyone can see the remnants of the monument you made. Please don't act surprised right now, and don't act so devout. Counting tricks like pick up sticks, it's the one thing you can't live without. Yes, indeed, desperately, you've got the best of me. Don't wait up, and best of luck,
take care who to trust. Maybe soon, April, May, or June, September, if you must. All those days spent far away and wandering about. Count your scars like shooting stars. It's the one thing you can't live without. The one thing you can't live without.
Well, let's go back to the Whidden family. You mentioned South Carolina. You mentioned
Cable County.
Yep. You mentioned Louisiana.
I'm from a small town near a big city, Simpsonville, South Carolina. My dad was the son of a sharecropper. He moved 21 times in 18 years. That family, his brothers, his mother, they were part of that, you know, hookworm and ricket South. The end of polio, that era,
uh-huh.
Definitely sort of thinking about Southern poverty in that sort of way. My dad learned to play guitar from his dad. I doubt his dad ever took a lesson in his life. I didn't meet my grandfather. I heard he was a beast of a player. My dad was a really good player. I don't think rock and roll ever happened for dad. I think it was like country music.
So were your parents born in the mid-30s?
40s, yeah.
Oh, 40s, early 40s. Okay.
My mother was from Hampton, South Carolina, which unfortunately got real famous recently for some bad reasons. That was a small southern town that kind of got left behind. And now it makes the New York Times. Weird. So my mother, like every that generation of Southern woman, took piano lessons, and her mom played piano. Her mom was from Louisiana. We'll get to that in a minute. So they played, and church music was a huge part of my growing up. My dad's record collection was a huge part of my growing up. A lot of classic country, Willie Waylon and Me, that kind of stuff.
Church music because you all attended church regularly?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's part of that world.
What kind of church?
Episcopalian.
Okay.
So almost agnostic enough not to make God mad.
Maybe we should talk. We should talk about it later. We shouldn't talk about it at all. We could take a walk. We could have some people over. They only talk about the favorite actors. As hard as a machine. Made a cut of magazines. Sometimes enough and it's sometimes too much. We could sit on the floor. We could talk about your records. We could see what happens after. Make it look easy. And someday this will be some place you used to go. And someday this will be part of a joke you told. This heart is a room. It's poorly furnished with a decent view. At least on some afternoons. Let's make it look easy. This heart is a key on a string, and it needs some help remembering what I thought we could be all along. Maybe we should talk. We should talk about it later. We shouldn't talk about it at all. Let's make it look easy. Let's make it look easy.
You draw upon dreams for writing that you do?
I don't know. I don't think so. I have a hard time remembering dreams. I do think the thing I draw upon, I'm a terrible eavesdropper. Oh, my God. And it's not like stories, but like snippets, word phrases. If you surround yourself with interesting people, you're just going to like, if you keep your antenna up, you're going to catch little things. And it's not like, I'm going to write this about it. I think if you think about writing a song about a thing, it's probably not going to work. If you start with the lyric, you start with a rhythmic sensibility and some things that kind of work in terms of prosody together, you're going to find something that's a lot cooler than your initial idea. So the surprise is what I can't live without.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know how far these long white lines will go, but it's time for them to end, and there's still another show. And I won't say I miss you, honey, and I won't say a thing, but June wrote that song for Johnny about that old fiery ring. All you barroom singers, y'all sound the same. Someone else's songs, won't you tell me who's to blame? And I won't say I need you, honey, and I won't say a thing, but June wrote that song for Johnny about that old fiery ring. Remember, love, it burns and the flames get higher. Never understand you, all this wild desire. And the burdens that I'm shouldering, they just ain't getting lighter. And we'll go down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. We'll go down. And the flames get higher. Never understand you, all this wild desire. And the burdens that I'm shouldering, they just ain't getting lighter. We'll go down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. We'll go down.
When you get to a point where you're critiquing your own work, I'm sure you're not hypercritical. I'm sure you're very, very kind to yourself. Do you ever think about, like, what are the kinds of things that make you scrap a song?
There's a lot of stuff that was left on the cutting room floor. And I guess it's because other pieces naturally gelled together. And so, like, they kind of were like a little gang and they could hang out and that was fine. So these got left behind and we'll deal. They're not bad. They didn't fit it. They didn't get to go to that party. The other thing, Tom Nato. I can't say enough good stuff about Tom. I've recorded with Tom for 9 years.
Huh.
Different projects, different things, my stuff, getting to play with him occasionally when I'm really lucky live. He's out on the road with John R. Miller right now. John's great. John's been on the show. Mm-hmm. John just got back from Europe. And I love Tom because Tom will tell you in the most wonderful way possible, hit that again. And it's okay, and you go back and do your thing. So I think surrounding yourself with those kind of people who are willing to be wonderfully supportive and wonderfully critical.
He won't take a song that you've written and say, hey, hit that again, will you?
He'll say,
you're
like,
talking about a take on something. Right,
a take, but also, yeah, like, why don't we try this? Let's try to think about it this way. What if it starts with the chorus or whatever? Or, hey, you're really big on writing these long intros. Let's have, on this record, have a song with one long intro. And it's great because someone who gets your jokes and someone who understands what you're trying to and is willing to push you into the realm of possibility. So,
what are some things that you've learned in the course of the practice of writing and the process of writing your own material that you feel have been transferable to your work at Transylvania University?
Sure. I do a lot of things at Transy. My favorite thing is I get to run this little space in a basement because a lot of punk rock starts in basements. And it's a writing center, but I don't like to say it like that. That sounds like editing, and that's not what we do at all. We create a space for collaboration, creativity, and community building. So I have these students who I've worked with, nominated by faculty, and they take a class with me, and we do all kinds of things to help people get through the I can't write. Mm. And people tell themselves they can't write or can't draw. I think that's the first step, is like getting rid of that. Figuring out ways to ask questions, figuring out ways to get away from the lexical for a second. Let's try making this piece of writing. Let's make it an image. Let's play with these shapes and give each part of the essay a shape. Mm. And let's move things around. Let's see what happens. What if we thought of the whole thing? We'll shift metaphors for a minute. What if we thought it all as batting practice? Mm. Batting practice isn't graded. But batting practice is the most important thing, because without that, you're not playing ball. And I think that's where you learn to do the technique. But you also learn how to trust people around you and how to play with other people. And I think that's great. I think that's the most exciting part of it, is finding a place where people can say, what are you trying to do? Let's play with that for a minute and see what happens. And if you open yourself up to surprise and possibility and get rid of some other things that are kind of nonsense, then you're going to create things. They'll make you happy. And I think maybe the other thing I've really been big into is trying to figure out what brings us joy, what brings us contentment.
Hmm.
Last time I saw you, you were smiling like a saint. On the way to meet conspirators for crimes you couldn't name. Pack only what is needed and leave the rest behind. Postcards to Pennsylvania, let us know that you're alive. And the gloves your father gave you might just brace you from the wind. And that leather man don't give a damn what breaks and breaks again. And God bless you on your travels, boy, to famous foreign shores. Postcards to Pennsylvania on your mama's freezer door. Did you make it to Montana? Did stars fall on Alabama? Did a girl in Carolina say she'd love you if you quit? Some are made for traveling, and some are made for speed. And postcards in your pocket for every town you leave. Last time I saw you, you was ready for the ride. With the kindest of companions, nowhere to sleep tonight. So here's a list of friends and maybe folks you know. Postcards to Pennsylvania and a one-way ticket home.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. More at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
There are so many people to thank for our program. First, Scott Whidden, our guest this evening.
This has been real fun. Thank you so
much. Yeah, it's been fun for us, too. We're ever grateful for our volunteers and staff, of course, who make our production happen so beautifully each and every week. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, for being with us here in the house this evening, for watching us on social media, and those listening to us on the network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Now, before we close out tonight's program, I think Scott has one more tune to play for us.
Sure.
Would you please?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Scott Whidden.
My love, you're wrong if you think the dawn is coming. It's not a sunrise, the cityscape is burning. Through the miles of sewer rats, and you forgot your deerskin cap. And now you're sure to catch your death when it starts storming. Think it's best not to test your old companions, and gotta keep those pretty legs still standing. No candy corn or licorice if the wind keeps going on like this. Happy Halloween, your cracked lips screaming. Sorry for the fuel and all the chlorine. I guess the page we lost contained some kind of warning. I've only got 2 cigarettes, so don't get the backpack wet. I only hold your hand when you stop crying. Hours getting older. The hours getting over. The hours getting older.
Thanks, y'all.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.